Well, I've been joined by Nathan now. Now, Nathan, tell us a little bit about what life was like for you before you started playing football and training for the Homeless World Cup.
I was with my mum for a bit. Had some disputes, family disputes, and sort of had to move out. So I was living in a hostel before I got there, and just sort of in college, doing a little bit of coaching, not much else.
And how did you feel about yourself?
For a while, I was a bit depressed, but yeah, I was just sort of getting on with things. I was all right.
So can you remember the moment where you saw, you know, the poster for the Homeless World?
Yeah. Basically, we had a tournament. I organised a football team at the foyer and entered into this. It was like a foyer tournament, all the different foyers around the country. And we played in that, and it was good fun. And then right at the end, they sort of mentioned it. The organisers mentioned about the Homeless World Cup. And I thought, you know, they said it was at Man United and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, it'd be good today.
And so tell us a little bit about the training there.
The training was fantastic. Like, obviously, I just went up there to train because obviously it was you get to train at Carrington and stuff like that. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity. Man United coaches, good facilities, players are good. There was like 250 players at the start. And it was a good standard. So it was really good.
And at that stage, I mean, did you think you sort of chance of making it into the team?
No, not at all, actually. I remember they interviewed me at the beginning and I looked around and I was like, there's no chance I'll get in. No chance at all. But, I work hard, so I think that's what got me through. And obviously, I got in and made me captain as well, so that was a bit of a bonus as well.
And so just describe the whole experience of playing.
Oh, it's fantastic. That basically, it just gives you, like, more hope. It's like, well, if I can do this and... you know, then I can do anything. And also, when you actually go to the tournament, you see a lot of, you know, lots of different countries. I think there was 48 countries when we played. And, you know, they're from all around the world and, you know, they're from different backgrounds. They have it a lot harder than ourselves. And you sort of use that as inspiration because people from Ghana and people like that, they had no trainers, you know, they had no shoes, no kit, and they still managed to get there and play well, you know what I mean, did well. And I thought, well, if they can do that, then surely I can do whatever I want, so... it was good inspiration.
I mean, how do you think the experience changed you?
Well, definitely, you always try, you know, try and achieve something. Like I said, you learn off the people around you, and it was so hard for them to just get there, you know what I mean, to get the money to get there. So if they can do that, then you just follow your dreams, really.
So what's happening for you now?
Now I work for Brighton Hove Albion, obviously a professional football club, so I do coaching with them full-time. Also, we've just started working with another hostel, doing a session one day a week. So we're trying to actually get them involved, get some more lads involved from Brighton up to the Homeless World Cup, and hopefully it'll have the same effect on them as it had on me.
And I guess a few years ago, you could never have imagined that this would be possible, that you'd be working for that club.
No, not at all. I weren't really sure what I was going to do, but I was really lucky because my bosses, who are my bosses now, they used to coach me when I was like 14, 15. And they always said, you know, you've got potential to do stuff. And I didn't really pursue it until later on, but they were always behind me. They paid for my courses. So I was lucky because I was surrounded with really good people at the club, and they still do it now. Like, you know, youngsters that are coming through, they're still willing to pay for their courses and help them out.
So it's really, you know, well, it's turned your life around, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I'm not sure what I'll be doing because obviously I know a lot of people who didn't have the chance to go to the World Cup from the hostel, and a lot of people from the trials who didn't make it, and it, you know, they, you know, they're sort of stuck in their ways, you know what I mean? If you haven't got the inspiration to go and do it, then it's very hard to sort of get yourself out of that rut. Whereas if you, you know, because I went on it and I saw all the amazing people, all the organisers, all the players, obviously the beautiful city, and you meet lots of people, it just inspires you to go and do anything. C'est fantastique.